latest team news from clubcall.com.
These are your latest Manchester City headlines. Pep Guardiola accepted City's now face a tough fight to keep pace with Chelsea after his team laboured to a 3-0 win at struggling Hull on Boxing Day night. City not convincing in a drab game at the Cadcom Stadium, but eventually got three goals in the final 18 minutes. Yaya Toure, Kelechi Iheanacho and Curtis Davies' own goal with the goals for the club. City back up to second, 7 points off leaders Chelsea. Guardiola said no room for error as the Londoners won their 12th successive game earlier on Boxing Day. Sometimes, he said, you play before Chelsea, sometimes later. It doesn't matter when one team's won 12 in a row. It's like a final for us if you want to be there until the end of the season. Well, City next in action on New Year's Eve at Liverpool, another title rival whom Guardiola feels like Chelsea are benefiting from a lack of European football. He said Liverpool went so close 1 year as they had only one game a week, and last year for Leicester it was the same. This time Chelsea and Liverpool are the ones we've played seven more than them and important games like the Champions League, which is why it's tough. But football's unpredictable. We have to do absolutely everything to be there. Well, as for the game itself, Pep Guardiola criticised his players for not being incisive enough at Hull. He said, we forgot in the first half the goal was there, especially the wingers. It was pass, pass, pass. In the second half, Raheem Sterling got to the byline, created a penalty, created the third. I'm happy to win, especially away at Hull. I enjoyed it. Well, John Stones expected to receive confirmation later on Tuesday. He avoided knee ligament damage in the win at Hull City. He limped off during the first half against the Tigers and was still struggling after the final whistle. City's medical staff, though, seem to be confident the injury is more impact-related. He will have a precautionary scan, though, at the Etihad to be certain. Well, Pep Guardiola's also hinted that he could swoop for a fullback in the January window. He's already ruled out a move for Southampton defender Virgil van Dijk. He said, if you ask me today if we'll buy anyone, no. But maybe next week we're going to change and realise we need something special in one position where we maybe don't have too much, especially in the fullbacks. The other positions, though, we're quite happy.